Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell. Remember, BetQL Network is available nationwide on the Odyssey mobile app and the website. It's wagertainment for every fan. Morning, afternoon, night, guys, your one-stop shop for betting info. Again, it's BetQL Network only on the Odyssey app. Let's say good afternoon to Darren Eales, president of Atlanta United. And, Darren, it's good to have you back on. You now have a TikTok account, is that right?
Yeah, afternoon, guys. Yes, our social team have got me on TikTok, which is dangerous. It's another channel for me to cause mischief.
Well, hey, man, we had a lot of fun. Friday night, I got to be honest with you. It was just ups and downs this season, but Friday night at Mercedes-Benz was arguably, as a fan, the most fulfilling, most entertaining, and just all-around great match. That was awesome. And we also got the bounce, Carl and I, for our buddy George Campbell with the first goal of the night. Remember he came on the show, Carl?
Sure did.
But Darren, a youngster who's kind of been filling some gaps for you guys, did a nice job.
Yeah, great, wasn't it? I mean, what a good goal, the way he attacked the ball to score the header. And look, I mean, the goal was superb, but again, he was really good in defense as well. And, you know, there's another homegrown player coming through. I mean, at the end of that match, Mike, we had three homegrowns on the pitch, so it was exciting. It was the good old days, wasn't it? Hammering Orlando, amazing atmosphere again in the Benz. Yeah. And it was, you know, attacking stuff. And I didn't think we didn't let our foot off the gas at all. Even when we were 2-0 up, 3-0 up, it was still, you know, pushing for the goal. So it was an exciting game. I think it was great credit to Gonzalo, because that was also done, if you remember, without Miles Robinson or Joseph. So it was a little bit of a different formation. But clearly the guys had worked hard in the international break in picking up what the coach wanted to have out there, and it was fantastic to watch.
Yeah, talk about that, if you would, the formation. This false nine. I mean, we've talked 3-4-2-1, 5-3-2.
What does it all mean?
Yeah, 4-2-3-1. We've talked about all this, but then, you know, this false nine got a lot of run over the last few days. Can you explain what Gonzalo was doing, or attempt to try to, you know, talk about this tactic?
Yeah, so instead, in effect, of having a traditional number nine, I think Jose Martinez normally is that focal point of the attack. I think Gonzalo took the view, look, I'd rather get my best players out there. And so we had sort of Ezequiel Barco and Luis playing like earlier double false nine. So what that meant is those two were sort of pushing into the channels. You had Marcelino Moreno behind him, but it was a really fluid system. Now, that only works if the team is, you know, is moving around, is sort of compensating for when one player makes a run, the other one tucks in. And so I think, you know, that was the encouraging sign, was that it the whole team worked together, and that was everybody from goalkeeper right up to Barco and Luis up front. And I think, you know, Barco amplified it with, you know, some of the work he was doing. Obviously, he scored the fantastic goal, but right, some of the chasing he was doing and tacking back was a joy to watch.
Yeah, I mean, just so much fun. And that was the thing, the tempo, Carl, the things which we've come to expect going all the way back to, like, you know, the Tata. And again, different way of getting there, but it's almost like two point guards that can slash to the basket, Darren. That's what it looked like from where we were watching.
Yeah, and it was great. And look, I mean, a little bit of caution, because Orlando came out and tried to play. And, you know, I think we're going to see something a little different probably tomorrow night, where, you know, we'll be Cincinnati, I think, will be coming in and playing that sort of
park the bus,
solid structure, trying to park the bus, in effect. Yeah. Yep. So, you know, that's a different challenge. But again, you know, I think it was just encouraging to see that sort of level of performance. And the crazy thing, you know, we're back now to just 1 point off the playoffs, but actually we're only four off the fourth place spot, which is a home playoff game. So, you know, it's all to play for now with a third of the season still to go.
It is Darren Eales, guys, president of Atlanta United. What does it mean to get Joseph and Miles back and now incorporate them in what, you know, Gonzalo's trying to do? Is it that easy? Because you always want your best players on the pitch, but, you know, as he's been training without them, what's his challenge now?
Yeah, I mean, if you always want those players available, I mean, Miles arguably has been the best United States men's national team player over the summer period. And obviously, Joseph, you know, we all know Joseph. He's the most dangerous striker in the league. So I think, you know, it's a great problem to have where you've had a superb performance. And now, you know, how does Gonzalo sort of fit those players in as we go to the game against Cincinnati? But, you know, that's exactly what we want with this squad. You know, that ability to be able to have players and have that depth. And, you know, talking of depth, I really thought Rosetto had a fantastic game. So in that midfield role, I mean, I think he had one pass that went astray out of all of the, you know, passes he made that game. And again, that's the encouraging thing for me watching it is, yes, it was a one-off, you know, really good performance. But also you can see the depth in the squad we've got there. And, you know, as we now build towards hopefully end the playoffs, right, you know, I think we're going to be a dangerous team if we get there.
It is Darren Eales, guys, president of Atlanta United, as we get back on the winning track. Again, so much fun on Friday night. Tomorrow night, guys, pregame at 6:30 with Mike Conti and Jason, and then 7 o'clock they'll kick. I love Araujo. I'm not sure I'm getting the name right again, but it's like watching, I don't know, when you saw the old videos of all the other players, Darren, that you brought here, and I would send these videos to Carl. Look at this stuff on YouTube. But this guy, I mean, the ball handling, and just every night when you see this guy, it's like that wow moment where the crowd goes, ooh. And obviously you did your research on the guy, but what a stud.
Yeah, and I think you're right, Dan. It's that moment where everyone takes a collective breath when he gets the ball. He's just got that level of impact on the game. And, you know, that great nutmeg about halfway through the match where he just left, you know, the left back, I think, still running, trying to get to the ball as we speak. It was just incredible. And then he did a little no-look pass to pass it off. But I think that, you know, he has led, you know, he's 25, he's in his prime. You know, he's someone that, you know, is going to be here for a number of years. And I think, you know, that's exciting. We've got a player like him. And I think, you know, it's unlocking Ezequiel Barco's potential. You know, Marcelino Moreno, who's been fantastic all season, you know, it's giving him, you know, a difficulty. And I wouldn't want to be a defender on, you know, the opposition team, because in those three players, they've got three of the best dribblers in this league. So it's no surprise that we've had the most dribbles in MLS since Luis joined us. We are dangerous on all of those three. And then, you know, you have Joseph up top ready to pick off the chances. And I think, you know, that's going to give some defenses nightmares as we come into this final stretch of the season.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, I mean, you know, for us to get a home game, I think Gonzalo said he'd like for us to have a home match. We've got to be in the fourth spot. Is that right? Fourth place?
That's correct. Yeah. If we finish top four, then we're guaranteed a home game.
Nice. Yeah, and I know he talked about that. He also talked about, you know, players solving the problems of what teams are doing. And you know, Darren, we kind of mentioned this last week, but I just kind of like what I'm hearing with the philosophy of how he's approaching this. Talking to guys, getting their input, and then implementing some of these things that they think are going to help them be better on the pitch. That's a big deal.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, look, it's been fantastic seeing, you know, the way Gonzalo's been working with his assistants with the team. And you know, he's very much a player's coach. He's someone that, you know, is listening to them and, as you say, letting them try and solve some of the problems in training and then implementing them. Now, look, one of the good things was we had that international break, so it gave Gonzalo a little bit of time to work with the players. I think, you know, it was difficult when we were playing every 4 days, and it was more a case then of just, you know, let's make sure we keep things going and, you know, keep the mentality and the positive mentality. But I think you saw in that last game, he was given a little bit of time to work with the players and it looked really good on the pitch. So, you know, that's certainly a positive going forwards. And Gonzalo, as we know, is a new coach. You know, it's his first head coaching gig. He's, you know, a novice in that respect. But I think the experience he got working with Seattle is obviously put him in good stead. And he knows the league. And I think that's the really important factor. And, you know, there's the tactical side. We spoke about the formations. But there's also that knowledge of the league and knowing that, you know, we've got to make it to the playoffs. But you're also then building to peak for the playoffs. And, you know, that's something we learned in our first 2 years. If you remember that first year, we just were a little bit cooked by the time we got into the playoffs. Right. The second year, we managed to time it so that when we hit the playoffs, we were playing our best football. And obviously, we got the MLS Cup. So a lot of this is about timing and peaking. And certainly, it's been a very up and down season so far. But I feel like we're trending in the right direction. And that's a very dangerous position for us to be in, you know, if we're getting into the playoffs, peaking and having everyone firing on all cylinders.
And I know that we've talked about this a lot as we were, you know, we're struggling early, and obviously you moved on from Hanse and all that. But there's a lot of new faces, and Carl and I were talking about, like, for instance, like Franco. He got here in April, and it just like it seems like now he's got his footing and he's comfortable here and he fits. Is that safe to say that a lot of guys are like that right now on this team?
Absolutely. And look, Mike, I mean, we want instant success and everything. You think of Carlos Gil, probably going to be the MVP for New England. And again, you know, he didn't sort of set the league on fire as soon as he arrived, but now he's been in the league sort of 2.5 seasons and he's absolutely, you know, found his stride. And that sometimes, you know, some players like Luis will just hit the ground running. Other players take a little bit more time. And I do think defensively, you know, Alan Franco is a great example. I mean, he's been one of our most consistent top performers over the last sort of 5-6 games. And you're sort of seeing his level of quality now. And again, it's encouraging for us because we've got those building blocks now of a team. You know, talk about Marcelino Moreno and the way he's playing. Right. You know, he's not a DP. Obviously, we brought him in because there's roster mechanisms to do things at the time, but he isn't a DP player. But, you know, he's playing like one of the top 5 players in the league at the moment. So, again, that's encouraging for us as we look to the future because we've got those building blocks in place of a squad. And, you know, if Gonzalo can work with the players and get them to play to their best, then, you know, I know I'm sort of saying this right back at the start, but we really believe in this squad, and we think this squad has the potential to be competitive in the playoffs.
I think you're right. It's starting to come together, and I think we're seeing it. And it starts with the manager and you know, everybody else involved. I want to ask you, you know, we love Ted Lasso. Who's a Roy Kent that you came across? Have you ever come across a guy like Roy Kent on the show?
Yes, I'm trying to think for libel reasons whether I can mention that. Now, there's been a few characters, both in my playing days, but also, obviously, at the clubs I've been at with West Brom and Spurs. But you need that, you know, you need that experienced player in there, you know, that's going to sort of have a yeller. I think, you know, for us, you've seen it with Brad Guzan. You know, he's that player that, you know, we won the game 3-0. He wasn't happy at the end of the game. You know, and that's
right,
because,
right,
you know, someone had switched off in the last minute of a game that we're 3-0 up in. But you know what I mean? So you say to Brad, look, calm down, we won the game. But, you know, you like that fire. You like that, you know, that you just can't rest on your laurels. So I think, you know, every team needs that. And I think, you know, for us, that's the value that Brad brings that perhaps sometimes doesn't get seen by the supporters, is that he's that voice in the dressing room that says, great, we won it 3-0, but we nearly conceded a goal near the end. And that's just not acceptable. And that's the sort of character, you know, sometimes he's a miserable bastard, but you need that to sort of drive the players.
Exactly.
So, Darren, without, you know, not your team, you're Tottenham, but so is John Terry that guy, and also with the, you know, the cheating on the wives part, or is he, because that's, it was his rep was kind of like that guy.
Absolutely, yeah, but that's it, you know, he was horrible to play against, you know, and beyond the opposition, but
right.
That's exactly what you need sometimes.
Right.
He would be there, you know, needling, just winding up the opposition, and yeah, he was fantastic at that.
Good stuff. Well, Darren, we appreciate you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.